Unit 4. Unusual Interests. Page 28. 3. While you read. It's a man's world?
For the last 30 years, we've been told that the war of the sexes is over, and that women now have equal rights with men. To try to prove this, some have pointed to the way in which women have reached the highest offices. Mrs. Thatcher, for example, led Britain for 13 years, whilst many other countries have also recently elected their first female leaders. In the traditionally male-dominated world of sport, women have also made great progress. In kickboxing, for instance, two young Scottish women have forced their way into the British team. Whilst many conservative commentators may disapprove, Kate Kearney and Theresa Dewan are proud of the fact that they can not only take on men, but can even beat them. "We usually give them a good fight," said Theresa. "But a man never likes to be beaten by a woman. They usually go off in a huff afterwards. You should see their faces." However, several recent news stories have highlighted the fact that women are still being discriminated against in all areas of life. A survey last year showed that on average, women earn 30% less than men, and that in many companies, there is still a glass ceiling preventing women from getting the top jobs. As if this wasn't bad enough, evidence also suggests that women do more than their fair share of the work in the home. Women today have the burden of having to go out and fight for their rights in the workplace, and are then still expected to come home and cook and clean. Sadly, despite the success of women like the Scottish kickboxers, sexism is also still alive and well in sport. The unofficial World Women's Lightweight Boxing Champion, Jane Crouch, is today waiting to hear whether the British Boxing Board of Control, BBBC, will allow her to continue her career. The BBBC is deciding whether women boxers will be allowed to box officially or whether they will have to remain in the shadowy world of unofficial boxing. Miss Crouch could expect to earn around £100,000 a year if she is given a licence. However, there has been much opposition to the spectacle of women in the boxing ring. There was laughter at the BBBC inquiry this week when it was suggested that women should not be licensed to box because they were biologically and emotionally unstable. To counter these arguments, Miss Crouch's lawyer, Dinah Rose, said sarcastically, "We are all taking a hell of a risk allowing women to pilot aeroplanes, aren't we? Perhaps all women airline pilots should be tested to see if they suffer from emotional instability." "I would certainly want research on that if I were responsible for them," replied Adrian Blackson, the BBBC's chief medical officer. "And perhaps we should also say that only men are stable enough to look after children," Miss Rose asked, to which Mr. Blackson could only respond by saying, "That's an interesting question." Miss Rose went on to suggest that it was men who were more likely to be unstable, or to commit violent crimes, or commit suicide. Mr. Blackson told the inquiry that until further research had been done, The BBBC should not allow Miss Crouch to box.
Unit 4, page 30. 1. Boxing joke.
When I was a kid, we couldn't afford a TV, so one day my dad drilled a hole through the wall, which meant we could look into the house next door. After that, we used to watch the boxing and the wrestling every night, until we finally realized that the neighbors didn't have a TV either.